1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. We're standing by to hear from President Biden soon at the White House, where the FBI and Secret Service are updating him on the attempted assassination of Donald Trump. It comes as we learn more about the 20-year-old shooter behind it. Here's CBS's Nicole Skanga.
Right now, FBI and other federal law enforcement pouring over the internet trying to find any online footprint of this suspect, this individual with no apparent criminal history, no derogatory information, no foreign nexus to terrorism.
They're also looking into how he got so close to Trump at that rally and how he got the AR-15 style weapon used in the shooting. Flags are flying at half staff today in Pennsylvania for the rally goer killed last night, who's been identified as 50-year-old Corey Campertone. Governor Josh Shapiro.
Corey died a hero. The Corey dove on his family to protect them last night at this rally. Corey was the very best of us.
Two others were critically injured. Politicians are responding to the violent attack. Here's CBS's Robert Costa.
I've been speaking with some top Democrats. They believe that those Democrats who have the concerns about President Biden are now standing down politically, will back President Biden because of this fragile political moment. All of that talk about the debate faded almost instantly among my top Democratic sources.
The Biden campaign's also pulling political communications, including TV ads, in the wake of this shooting. Looking ahead, security will be ramped up at the Republican National Convention, which starts tomorrow in Milwaukee. Chairman Michael Whatley on Fox News.
This is going to be a facility where we're going to be able to have 50,000 delegates and alternates and guests and members of the media who are going to be here and who are going to be safe. That's very critical for us.
Trump has confirmed he will be there. Carlos Alcaraz wins at Wimbledon. The 21-year-old beating Novak Djokovic at the All England Club, notching his fourth majors victory on ESPN. He's now won two back-to-back Wimbledon titles, the U.S. Open and the French Open. Princess Kate handing Alcaraz his trophy today in her second public appearance since announcing her cancer diagnosis. And former 90210 and charm star Shannon Doherty has died at 53. She was first diagnosed with breast cancer back in 2015 and had been in remission when she told ABC News in 2020 it had come back and spread.
Definitely days where I say, why me? And then I go, well, why not me? Who else? You know, who else besides me deserves this? None of us do.
She says she found her strength in her coworkers. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any early shower and storm will give way to sunshine, with highs topping out today in the upper 80s and our winds becoming west. For the overnight, a few more clouds on the way, a slight chance of showers and storms, lows in the upper 60s. It's 84 at our studios.
Grown Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
unmistakable sounds of the Roger Bright Orchestra. Mm-hmm. And a happy little polka band for you. This is the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show. Tim Haubelt with you this morning, better known as the Polka Guy. And we're going to continue with a lot more good tunes for you this morning. Hope that your 4th of July went real well and didn't have any mishaps or anything like that. And looking forward to Arkdale Rec Days. That's going to be coming up here. And I'll be playing music for that. That's like a weekend celebration in the Arkdale, right by the firehouse there. We'll get to tell you more about that here in just a little bit. But right now, we'll play one called Red Satin Shoes. This is the Bruce Bradley Orchestra.
Red satin shoes. Look me now, I'm going dancing in my red satin shoes. Ain't got the blues no more. Thought that I could never be so happy as can be. Just wish I had all my friends dancing here with me. Sun's moonshine, now that I'm wearing my red satin shoes. Ain't got the blues in my red satin shoes. Look at me now, looking for love in my red satin shoes. Ain't got the blues no more. Looking for love in my red satin shoes. Ain't got the blues no
Satin Shoes, Bruce Bradley in the band. Well, as long as you got the CD right here, the player, let's do one more. And this is a little waltz time by him. It's called the Glass Harmonica Waltz. Thank you.
Horsey, keep your tail up. Horsey, keep your tail up. Keep the sun out of my eye. Horsey, keep your tail up. Horsey, keep your tail up. Never mind about the fly. The birdies in the treetops sigh. Begin to sing when we pass by. Horsey, keep your tail up. Horsey, keep your tail up. Keep the sun out of my eyes.
Don Peachy and the band, yeah, and his re-recording of Horsey, Keep Your Tail Up. He told me that on that album, he was just trying to figure out a song to put on there to just be a filler. And then it becomes really popular. Isn't that crazy? Let's do one more here, and it's the Sills Polka. Sylvester Liebel is who they're made this polka for. We'll be right back.
my baby doll. You are my baby doll. You are my baby doll. You're my sweetheart now. Don't you leave me, oh baby doll. Don't you leave me, oh baby doll. Don't you cry, my baby doll. You're my darling now.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
This is a special announcement from Civic Media. Civic Media believes that violence has no place in the political process and stands in stark opposition to the principles of democracy. It stifles constructive dialogue, compromises the integrity of democratic institutions, and threatens the safety of individuals and communities. Democracy thrives on peaceful discourse, mutual respect, and adherence to the rule of law. It's crucial to engage with differing viewpoints respectfully and to avoid the temptation to vilify political opposition. Such vilification only deepens divisions and hampers the collaborative spirit necessary for effective governance. We, both individuals and media organizations, must reaffirm our commitment to the principles of democracy by fostering an environment where ideas can be exchanged peacefully and constructively. By doing so, we allow for a just, inclusive, and democratic society for all.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
And welcome back to more homegrown radio right here on WFHR, AM 1320, FM 97.5. Tim Haubelt is keeping you company. Glad you're enjoying the music. I've got something here by Gordy Hartman and his band, and I was just going through a couple of his other older albums, and there's a tune here that the Beatles had recorded. And he does a pretty good job on this particular song. And we'll follow it up with another polka. But try this one first. See if you recognize the song.
Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember, I'll always be true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day, and I'll send all my loving to you. I'll pretend that I'm kissing the lips that I'm missing, and hope pretend that I'm kissing the lips that I'm missing, and hope that my dreams will all come true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day, and I'll send all my loving to you. Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Things that you've been missing, darling, dancer mine.
Gordy Hartman, Darling Dancer Mine, yeah. Hey, we're going to continue with some music now from John Check and the Wisconsin Dutchman and the Colonel Bogey Polka. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
How about that one? Flight of the Bumblebee Boogie. Yeah. Oh, I tell you what, with that, we're going to take a little break, and we'll be back with some more music right here on the new WFHR. Homegrown. Can't get any more homegrown than this, I'll tell you what. So stick around. More tunes on the way.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
CBS News Special Report. President Biden is expected to address the nation soon as we learn more about the attempted assassination of Donald Trump. CBS's Scott McFarland reports the FBI identified 20-year-old Thomas Crooks as the gunman.
Law enforcement sources tell CBS News Crooks fired an AR-style rifle from the top of a shed about 200 to 300 feet away from where Trump was speaking. At least one spectator was killed, and two others were injured.
The spectator killed identified as 50-year-old Corey Comprator. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro hailed him a hero today.
Corey was an avid supporter of the former president and was so excited to be there last night with him in the community.
And politicians on both sides now condemning the attack. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise.
The way we settle our differences is at the ballot box. That's what makes America unique. We cannot tolerate political violence.
President Biden has called the violence sick. CBS News Special Report. I'm Monica Ricks.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Weather is sponsored by Econ Electric LLC, your neighborhood Generac generator dealership. Don't let bad weather affect your power. Visit Econ Electric in Wisconsin Rapids.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any early shower and storm will give way to sunshine, with highs topping out today in the upper 80s and our winds becoming west. For the overnight, a few more clouds on the way, a slight chance of showers and storms, lows in the upper 60s. It's 84 at our studios.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Here we... Aww. What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that!
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey, welcome back to the Polka Party with your host, Tim the Polka Guy. Got a tune called Jambalaya, accordion solo, and this is by Joey Miskulin. The name of the album is called Country Polka Time. Thank you.
radar guys. I love her and she loves me too. Me and my Polish girlfriend. A lot like you. She's kind of nice, pretty brown eyes. I love her and you know she loves me too. She longs to call me sweetheart. She wants to take my name. She calls me honey, spends all my money. I know we'll never part.
Jolly Zook Brothers, yeah, and Polish Girlfriend, you bet. We'll be back right after these messages here on WFHR, AM and FM.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
At Fleet Farm, we know every sunny day doesn't begin and end with us. But if it did, we've got you covered. Everyday fishing gear from Rapala, Berkeley, and Minn Kota. Everyday grilling goods from Weber, Kingsford, and Blackstone. Everyday camping gear from Coleman, Yeti, and Eureka. Whatever makes your day, we're right there with you. At Fleet Farm, we've got everything you need for everyday life.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Well, our time has gone by so quickly here. We got about 5 minutes left in our program. Time for about a song or better, and we're going to send this one out to the Getzloff farm. Getzy likes this song, the Budweiser Polka. So we'll send that out to him right now. Everybody, have yourself a great week. We'll do this again next time right here on a Saturday morning and a Sunday afternoon. Have yourself a great week. Bye-bye, everybody. Thank you.
Todd Almaz Show.
Andrew Hahn, he is a data journalist, and he maps out in this article what makes Wisconsin great. 96% of Wisconsinites live within 30 minutes of Quick Trip.
Wisconsin is one of those places that has a cultural identity that's unique to this place. And when we tell stories like this, it reminds people that we all come from this place and we all share a goal, genuinely, of trying to make this state a better place.
The Todd Almaz Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is